Ukhona ikhaya lamaqhawe angqobileyo. Ukhona ikhaya
lamaqhawe angqobileyo.
Uhlala
abangcwele odwa lapho. Izono nobuhlungu nokuhlupheka akungeni khona.
South Africa's Ladysmith Black Mambazo was launched into international spotlight when they sang with Paul Simon on his 1986 Graceland album. The group has been nominated 17 times, won 5 Grammy Awards, and has warmed the hearts of audiences worldwide with uplifting vocal harmonies, signature dance move, and a charming stage presence. The group will be performing this Thursday evening, March 9th, at 7:30 p.m. at the Zankel Music Center on the campus of Skidmore College, in Saratoga Springs, New York. To give us a preview, we welcome Albert Mazabuco, a group member since 1969. Albert, a great pleasure to have you on the program. Thank you very much for being with us.
Pleasure having me.
As I mentioned, you have been a part of this legendary group since 1969. Is that the beginning?
No, that wasn't the beginning of the group. The group was established in 1960 by Joseph Shabalala. So I was still young then, and then I saw him with his group because that time I had my own group because I formed my own group when I was 9. So when I saw him with his group, I said, when I grew up, I'll go and join him.
What was that experience like in joining a group that had been around for a while and had a certain degree of success at that time?
You know, it was a great experience, and it was also satisfying that was something that I wanted to do with my life, which was to do something which is extraordinary. So, fortunately, so many good things happened with the group, so I'm grateful.
When you talk about you had your own group and then you go into this group, how do you describe the music and what you all do of the sound, the Ladysmith Black Mambazo sound?
Our music is only a cappella. We sing only with voices, and then including that singing, we also have some dancing, lots of dancing in our group. So our group, it's a four-part harmony. We have the lead and the high part, which we call alto, and then we have tenor, we have basses. It's a wonderful sound, a beautiful sound. That it's a sound that it was developed when people, they were on the mines long time ago, when they left their home, so when they're in the mines, so they are missing home, entertain themselves. So the one that we're from Zululand, which is KZN now, so their singing, it became so good. But the problem was that when they danced, so they stomped the floor very hard. But the security guard said, no, you are disturbing the other people. So they stopped those stomping. They start tiptoeing. So when they go back home with this style of dancing, people at home said, wow, you're not stomping anymore, so you are tiptoeing. So they praise the dancing by saying, Toto Zamfana. That's why it's called Isicatamia.
You have been there through so much of the story. You are the sole original member now. What is it like for you to be the one original group member and really passing on that legacy to the newer members?
You know, I think I'm one of the luckiest members in this group, just to see this group growing, see the young blood come to the group, and then so they develop the group, they're making it better. So it's a blessing for me just to watch it and then perform with them. Sometimes even when I'm performing with them on stage, so I'm like someone who's sitting down and watching them, because I always look at them and say, wow, they're doing it right, which is good. Mm. You know, when you are agreeing all the time about something like that, it's a blessing just to see. If you have been planting the tree and then you see it, it's growing, and then now it's blossoming.
Do you feel that it was almost this music and the group and given what it has been to the culture, of South Africa, and given the turbulent times that they have seen, how much do you think that impacted the group and what you have done? And your mantra, what you have talked about, is that the mission being the spreading of peace, love, and harmony.
Learning from the people that have been listening to our music, I was amazed that I heard from the people who have been in exile from home. They said our music, they were using it when they are in their camps. They said our music was giving them hope and energy. And then it was the music that was giving them the energy to go forward, because it was giving them that if we stick together and do what we believe in, we will be success. So the biggest one is when we met Dr. Nelson Mandela, the late, and he told us that our music has been inspiration for him while he was in jail. So that was the biggest, you know, something that I've ever expected to hear from someone like him. Keep it up. And then now I announce you as a South African cultural ambassador in music. So we said, wow, this is amazing. So I could say our music has a great impact to South African people in terms of encouraging them to whatever problems that we are facing, there is a solution in peace. It's not about just being violent with someone who doesn't agree with you, but you can sit down and solve the problem, and then the outcome will be great.
Your relationship with Nelson Mandela was so strong. You were there when he received his Nobel Peace Prize. You were there when he was inaugurated. You were there at many of his birthday celebrations. Talk a little bit about those experiences of being with this most special of human beings.
You know, it was a huge blessing for the group. And as you just mentioned, because he requested us after we met him on his birthday for the first time in 1990, and then after that he said, wherever I go, I want you to come with me. And so when he invited us to accompany him to Oslo, Norway, to receive his Nobel Peace Prize, that was very emotional for us, because it was showing us that our country, it will be a peaceful country, because this great leader, he's going there accompanied by Mr. de Klerk, who was a prime minister of South Africa then. So we said, if they receive this peace, so they're showing us our country will be a peaceful country. Fortunately, South Africa, it never experienced any war after independence. So, and then when he requested us to be there, and then he said, I want you to perform at the ceremony. And then we had some requirement. They said at the ceremony, they don't allow loudspeakers. They take that place as a holy place. We said, okay, we don't need it. So we have our voices. And also Mandela said, I want you to sing these two songs for me, King of Kings, which is talking about peace, and the other song, which is called Ngeke Bayiqede, which is, it was encouragement for the political organization to stop fighting and come together and solve their problems in peace. So, but they said, we are only going to give you 4 minutes, so we were able to combine these two songs. And after we performed that place, that was an amazing experience, just to stand in front of those dignitaries, those people wearing the black suits and then the bow tie, say, wow, they're just looking at you. Mm. And after we performed, and then Mandela stood up and then raised his fist, he said, Black Mambazo, Black Power. And after that, he said, also, on my inauguration, so I want to be there. Oh, my God, that was amazing. And then so we were there. He said, before I would be as sown as a South African president, I want Ladysmith Black Mambazo to sing for me. And then we sang for him. And then after that, she stood up, and then he went to take his position. After that, he took us to many places, visiting the Queen of England, visiting the Pope of Rome, and some other places. But the last one, which was more amazing for me, when he invited us to his home in Eastern Cape in South Africa. Then we sat down, and then so he was talking to us as his children, and then joking and telling us how he came through, how he was winning some of the cases when he was a lawyer. And also he told us so many good stories, and then we had a privilege of knowing him that closely, and we are so blessed.
When you look at the story of this group, and not just as a group and its impact on South Africa, but how you have been able to come to this country and to sell out shows all over this country, obviously Paul Simon is a big part of that as well. Did you have any idea going into that partnership that it would result into something that has remained today after 3+ decades?
You remind me of something that we were talking about just last night at the dressing room, and then so we're talking about that. You said collaborating with Paul Simon, it was the biggest ever for the group, because I don't think we would be known as we known as now. And then also we said we amazed that we are still touring after 30 years and have some good selling out shows, and then so people, they still enjoy our music. So we were encouraging one another that we should embrace that blessing that we have, and then we have to make sure that the angel that is looking over us, we should treat him or her very in a good respect. So we were talking about loving each other among the group, and then supporting one another, and also just to cherish what we have. So what I would say is that it's a wonderful experience just to see all the time, and then see our children growing up in front of us. And today, so they are, because these words I'm just finishing saying, they were from them. I said, wow, you are a man now. So I have a confidence that you will take this group further even after we have left this world.
Ladysmith Black Mambazo will be performing this Thursday evening, March 9th, at the Zankel Music Center on the campus of Skidmore College in Saratoga Springs, New York. You can find out more information by going to skidmore.edu. Albert Mazabuco has been a group member since 1969. Albert, what a great honor to speak with you. Thank you so much, and look forward to seeing you on Thursday night.
Thank you very much. It was a blessing to be with you.
And to you. Thank you very much.
Again, Ladysmith Black Mambazo will be performing this Thursday evening, March 9th at 7:30 p.m. at the Zankel Music Center on the campus of Skidmore College in Saratoga Springs, New York. Skidmore.edu for more information. Our thanks to Albert Mazabuco. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.